With the Fundy Fringe Festival approaching in mid-August, Local 107.3 FM spoke with another of the performers and recipient of last year's Fringe's top solo show, Wayne Hansen. Hansen's show this year, entitled The Journey, tells stories about his travels and the people he's met, and like last year's show, incorporates both magic and music. Hansen spoke with Local 107.3 FM about his Fringe show and how he combines magic, music and storytelling, as well as the unique challenges of putting together a Fringe show.
Last year, we debuted a show called The Wonderful World of Wayne, and that was my life and some of the stories I wanted to share from my life, and we were able to interject some magic and mind reading and some of my music into that show, and I just really love that formula of taking those ideas and really building upon them with those elements. This year's show is called The Journey. I call it Wonder Theater. Because it's very much, you know, a complete narrative across about 50 minutes, like 5-0, augmented with music and magic. And so it's something that people have never, I would say, have never seen. I don't see this existing in the world somewhere else. And really, it's using travel as kind of a metaphor that, you know, if you can say yes to things you wouldn't normally say yes to, meet people you wouldn't normally meet, be open to new experiences and possibilities, and just how that can drive you forward in some really positive ways. There'll be lots of stories from my own traveling experiences, and I think it fits into a tidy little package that's going to be, I think people will really enjoy it. And I would say if they came out last year to see The Wonderful World of Wayne, which we sold out every night last year, which was really fabulous. If you liked it even a little bit last year, I think you'll love what I have in store for you this year. I think it's a much better, richer production, just much stronger all around, I think.
I'd start off by asking how you go about kind of creating a show, what influences you draw on. I mean, where does it start from, I suppose?
I think it's like songwriting. Like, there's the inspiration, wherever that comes from. And for me, I think a lot of inspiration comes from just being engaged. So reading, you know, I read a lot of travel literature. And I would say, like, you know, travel is a big part of my life. So, we're all, you know, if we don't have one trip planned, we have three trips planned. You know, I'm fairly busy with music, so I'm singing somewhere every weekend. So, you know, I have kind of that in my hip pocket all the time, thinking about songs and music and stories. Kind of organically, the idea came of The Journey. I thought that'd be kind of a nice story to tell. So the idea was a nugget about 8 months ago, I suppose. And then it's just a matter of starting to write out a script and then refining that script and then throwing half the script away. For me, honestly, I go on long walks down Harbor Passage. I'll walk for about an hour and a half. I'll make notes while I'm walking, and then I get home and try something out. Oh, yeah, that's going to work. And then my wife is really supportive, and yesterday she had to watch my entire show in the living room and gave just super constructive feedback that really helped tie it all together.
Do you want to tell us what you learned from the show last year, I suppose, and how that influenced this year's show?
I'm very used to being in front of an audience, whether it's you know, a university lecture or singing songs on the pier down in you know, St. Andrews for the summer, or magic shows, whatever. Very comfortable, but the whole Fringe experience was absolutely new. So, you know, how to do lighting cues and sound cues, and you know, remembering lines to a script, which is very not me. I'm very much improvisational for a lot of my performances. So, what I learned, honestly, is how to lean into a tech crew a little bit more than I would have in the past. I came fully prepared to do the entire show myself, then realized, oh my gosh, I have wonderful people working on lights and sound and management of the audience, and I have a great video system, so I can project some images and help really immerse people in the world I wanted to create. And that's something I just didn't really know how to do last year. And I think it's going to elevate the production and really help bring people into the world that I want to create.
I kind of wanted to kind of go back to the origins for you in terms of where kind of magic and performing came from. How did you get into
it? Oh, yeah, magic. So it's an interesting one. And I just got back from Las Vegas, which was just a wonderful experience. And if you're into magic at all, you would know the names, you know, David Copperfield or Penn & Teller or Shin Lim or, you know, all these big names, and we all go to the same conference, and we go to the sessions together, and we hang out together, and not that I'm hanging out with David Copperfield, but he's certainly there, and I could kind of chat with him at any time, but which is kind of a cool thing, not to name drop, but just a really cool thing. It still kind of blows my mind, and magic is very egalitarian in that way, in that You know, I play music forever. I'm never going to meet Bruce Springsteen. But Magic, the community is really tight-knit and small, and you have access to these really great minds. So when did I get into it? Probably 10, 12 years ago, which most people get into Magic when they're like 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old. So it took a long time to find me. But there is a saying that Magic finds you when it should find you. Yeah, so it kind of hooked you, and it's just wonderful people involved in the world of Magic, really communal, a lot of sharing, a lot of caring, just great people. So that's the thing that kind of hooked me, and also just really creative minds doing creative work in that field. So, you know, I put out a couple albums a few years ago, so I was interested in telling stories through music, and then I thought, oh, Magic is a really great way to engage people and tell stories through a different means. So when I go to Las Vegas in August, you know, it's not only like the names that I mentioned, it's also, you know, just guys like me that enjoy Magic, that do it as a hobby or make a little bit of money off of doing weekend gigs and just enjoy each other's company and spend 4 days thinking about nothing but cards and coins and ropes and, you know, mentalism. And yeah, so it's just wonderful.
I kind of want to touch on the music as well, the music side of it, and how important music is to the show, and kind of how you incorporate music in with the storytelling and the magic.
In general, music is really important in my life. It's just always on. So music, huge influence in everything I do. Many, many years ago now, I backpacked a little bit through Kenya, Tanzania, came back home, and I'm like, this is my opportunity to write an album of stories. So I wrote an album and produced that and put it out into the world, and it really opened up kind of some doors for me as far as performing goes. So last year's show, the roundabout answer, last year's show, I wrote the music explicitly for that show. This year, what I've been able to do is kind of incorporate some of those old songs that I re-released and pull those into the show. So how do they get pulled into the show? Now, without giving too much away, I'm creating this world where I'm inviting audience members into places that I've traveled, places I've been, my thoughts around traveling. And I was able to pull some songs from my catalog that really reinforced that and tell some stories about places I've been and people I've met. I play with a looping pedal, and I do some vocal harmonies and some loops on my guitar and some percussion. But what we're able to do, and you know, my wife helps me out immensely with all this, is to create, I think, a seamless world and seamless transitions between speaking, working with audience members, and, you know, with magic routines and music, so that it weaves a story using all those elements. I do want folks listening to this to know that they're not coming to a magic show. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I really do mean that in, it's very, very different. And really it's about just kind of letting yourself go and, you know, engaging in another world. You know, the pre-sales are just, I think, spectacular this year. I'm so happy and just really thrilled. My show is called The Journey, running 5 nights, or I believe it's 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 at the BMO Theater. Tickets can be found by going to the Fun Day Fringe website and then linking out to Show Pass. I'd love people to add me on Facebook if they want, or my Instagram page. And just, I'd like to give a huge shout out to the folks at Fringe. You know, they really do provide an opportunity for people like me and others to participate in live theater and really push live theater in the city. You know, the organization this year has been just fabulous. And I just, you know, encourage anyone to, if you want to get involved in Fringe, like, they would love to have you. If you just want to come out and see a show, come out and see a show. If you don't want to see my show, that's cool. There's so many great shows out there. You know, there's something for everyone in Fringe. So if folks are out there listening to this and they're like, I do not want to see this guy, that's cool. Go see something else and really support St. John Theatre Company, the venues, and the staff that are working so hard to make Fringe a success.
The Fundy Fringe Festival takes place from August 17th to the 22nd. More information can be found at fundyfringefestival.com. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.